Ollie, defeat, but I'm sure there are some positives there. You had a good spell, particularly in the middle of the first half.
Look, we did, yeah. We probably played well in the whole of the first half and in the last 10 minutes of the second half. But the first period of the second half, we weren't good enough. Even though we didn't concede in that time, we didn't merit getting anything out of the game because of their second half performance. You know, we could have licked our wounds a little bit at half time. That the goal, I won't say it was against the run of play, but it was very even. Even we were as good or as bad as they were in the first half. And, you know, had we played like that in the second half and lost 1-0, you'd be saying, yeah, you know, maybe we left something behind. But we didn't do enough in the second half, except when we weathered the storm, didn't go 2-0 down, and then we got up the pitch and, yeah, with a few set pieces at this end here, a few claims for maybe, you know, a penalty and that, but I'm not complaining. We didn't do enough in the second half to merit it.
And ultimately, they did deserve the victory, and Peter Burke made a string of good saves.
Yeah, Peter did great, to his credit. You know, he kept us in the game. It's just disappointing, having weathered that storm, that we couldn't nick something at the other end here. But look, the first half performance is encouraging, but look, we still got nothing out of it. Yeah. No, moral victories are no good to us, Chris, as we well know, you know.
And just noting in that first half, I mean, the two centre halves, Sam Todd and Niall Logue, stood up very well.
Yeah, they're good lads, but they're young lads. You know, there's a couple of mistakes in them in the second half, and that's the nature of it. You know, they're brilliant lads. We're delighted to have them, but there are mistakes in them, and as they progress, there'll be lesser mistakes in them. And please God, by the end of the season, that, you know, you'll have proper players there. But they're two great lads to their credit, and I can't fault them. And that's what you get with that age.
As you said, ultimately, no points from it, yeah. So it rolls on to next week and it doesn't get any tougher than Dundalk.
No, and then you go to Pets on the Monday, like, you know, and just, look, it's a relentless division. We've only started. That's why maybe tonight was maybe important to try and get something on the board. You know, like, you're looking at Dundalk and then up in Dublin 3 days later against St. Chicor. Difficult to see where you're going to get points out of that. But we're quite realistic about it, Chris, that, you know, if we can stay in this with a fight and we don't drift away early, as I said 2 years ago, we'll take that. And we know well with the finances we have, we're going to be the bottom end of this year. There's no point in saying anything different. But, you know, that's where tonight that Bows were better. They weren't a huge amount better. And they may kick on from that, to the credit of Trevor and Keith over there, you know.
You had a couple of new lads in and they acquitted themselves well.
Yeah, look, they all acquitted themselves well. That's not a problem. I mean, they're a very together group, and they'll give everything to the cause. But it's just that little bit extra that we didn't have. You know, we had a couple of chances. You know, Sam's header or Daniel's header that came off the post. Had you gone 1-0 up, it might have been a different kettle of fish. But it's a difficult place to go to. You know, we haven't got anything over here in years, and I don't think people before me have got anything over here in the guts of 20 years, Chris, but that way, you know.
And just finally looking to next week, personnel-wise, Keith Cowan should be back in the squad, and maybe Harry Ashcroft was a niggling injury. What's the story with Kieran Gallagher?
Kieran is on honeymoon, and he this arranged way back, to be fair to him, before Rever in the Premier Division, and we wish him well, and while we might have tried to persuade him to consider it, this is himself and his bride. We wish them well, and, you know, had we been in the first division, we wouldn't be certain until next Friday, to put it that way to you. And he certainly was a help in getting us to be in Dalymount tonight. So we wish them well, but he'll be back next week. But look, he'll have a fight in his hands with the way that Peter played tonight, to put it that way to you, you know. Yep.